We're up to Yeshaya Perek Nun Zayin Pasuk Yudalid. This is the Haftorah which we read on the morning of Yom Kippur. And it's the message for, on Yom Kippur we're all gathered, we're trying to do tshuva, to change our ways. And this is the message of Yeshaya HaNavi, of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what Hashem wants from us. What a fast day should be like, what we should accomplish with our Yom Kippur. We'll learn the first part of it this week, and the following shir will complete it. Yirtz Hashem. Perek Nun Zayin, Pasuk Yud Dalet. Previously, the Navi had mentioned, V'achose bi yinchal eretz, the one who puts his trust in Hashem, he'll have a portion in the land. V'yirash ha'arkodshi, he'll inherit the Har Habayis, we'll have Eretz Yisrael again. Pasuk Yudalid, on the simple meaning, continues, as the Mitzuda says, V'amar, the person who has his faith in Hashem, he'll say, Solu, solu, panu dorech. Times are going to be good. There'll once again be travel. There won't be fear from the enemy. Solu, solu, pave the roads. Panu dorech. Clear off the street. Make room. Harimu michshol miderech ami. Remove the obstacle from my people's path. If you have your bitachon, your faith in Hashem, things will be good. Ibn Ezra learns, the pshat is, solu solu panu dorech, to clear the roads, that they'll be able to return from Golos, and the roads will be clear for them to return to Eretz Yisrael. Rashi learns, that's referring to the Yetzihara. Rashi says, V'amar solu solu, ko amar hanovi, these are the words of the Novi. Bishmi, in the name of Hashem. La'ami to Klal Yisrael. What is Hashem? What is the message that Hashem has for Klal Yisrael? Kivshu mesila selula, make for yourself a smooth, clear road. Meaning, panu yetzahara midar keichem. Clear the yetzahara, move the yetzahara away from your path. We had talked previously about tshuva and perek nun hei pasuk vav, the haftorah that we lay on the fast days. Dirshu Hashem behimotso, seek out Hashem when he could be found. Kira'u, call out to him beyosakara when he's close. And we learned that haftorah. After discussing about tshuva, the Navi discussed, there was a hefsek, there was a break, and it talked about the evil of the generation, the bad leaders they had. And now, as the Malbim explains, it's returning again to the theme of tshuva. Hashem will make the clear path. Hashem will help us make a path for us to do tshuva. Rashi stressed in terms of we clearing the road, move away the Yetzihara. The Malbim says Hashem will prepare the road for us to do tshuva. That solu solu, in a place where there was no road before, it's just a field, an empty area. Solu, we'll make a mesila. Mesila is a road. We'll make a path. Solu solu, we'll make the road. Where there was a road and the road fell into disrepair, it's got potholes and it's got whatever other garbage and trash on it. The road was ruined. Panu dorech. So over there we'll clear the road, we'll repair it. And then sometimes it's even better than that. There's a road and it's not like the road needs to be repaired. Just there are things on it that obstacles. Harimu michshol miderech ami. Remove the obstacles from the path of my people. Meaning those that there are those who don't know Hashem at all. They don't see the path at all to come to Hashem. But Hashem says, solu solu, we'll make the path. There are those who know about serving Hashem, but they've forgotten. The road is ruined. Panu Dorech. We'll clear the road, we'll make the road good. And then there are those who know the path, and they still have that path, but their Yetzirah gets in their way. The Yetzirah is a michshol, it's an obstacle. Harimu michshol miderech ami. Remove, harimu, lift up the michshol, the obstacle. Miderech ami, from the path of my people. The Gemara says in Sukkah, on Daf Nun Beis, the Yetzirah is compared, is called a michshol, based on our pasuk here. Yeshaya called it a michshol, it's an obstacle. And as the Masha explains over there, harimu michshol, what we should do is, a person has to elevate the obstacle. He has to realize the obstacle is an obstacle. The Gemara says that the tzaddikim were going to look at the Yetzirah, and it's going to appear to them like a mountain. They knew that they knew what they were up against, and they overcame that Yetzirah. The Rishayim view the Yetzirah, they're going to see it like a hair, like a thread, like nothing. They didn't realize that the small actions that they felt were insignificant is what led to their downfall. Sometimes you associate with the wrong crowd. Yeah, you know, it's not like you're doing an aveira. They're just your buddies are not the right people. Or a person gets used to whatever lifestyle that is not conducive for him to serve Hashem. There are michsholos, there are obstacles. The Novi says harimu michshol. Lift up that michshol and be aware of it. See it. If there's an obstacle on the road, a small stone. Very often the person, if he's racing along on his bicycle, it can be a small stone, but he hits it, and the tire often shifts, and he can get hurt. But if that michshol is a big, tall pole, he sees it, and he'll avoid it. Harimu michshol. If you lift up that michshol, miderech ami, from the path of my people, they'll avoid the Yetzirah. Rashi says, Silkel avonim, remove those stones, sha'atem nichsholim ragleichem bohem, that your feet are tripping on. Heim yehurei resha, meaning thoughts of evil. A person has to try that his mind should read a little musar, get a little inspiration. That a person should have his drive in life to serve Hashem and try to avoid the wrong thoughts. Pasuk Tezvav, Ticho Amarom V'Niso. For so says the exalted and the uplifted one. Hashem is so above, Shochinad, who dwells forever. The Kadoshmo, and his name is Kadosh, is holy.
True.
A person very often, as the Malbim explains, a person has three reasons why he feels he can't do tshuva. First of all, sometimes he believes, how can I, the greater this, the when you are not faithful to somebody, or when you act wrongfully, the greater that person is, the greater your offenses, the greater the crime. When a person does an aveir to Hashem, he feels Hashem is Ram V'Nisa. It's like we say in the Vidui. When a person says the Vidui, Al-Khay, there's a few things to focus on. Al-Khay, he did a sin. Think about what a Khay means, what a sin is. Think about that action. Then he thinks, Shechatanu, we're the ones who sinned. How could it be Hashem does so much for us? And we have such chesed, and we sinned. Who are we? Where do we get that idea that we could do what we want without being aware of Hashem? The Shechatanu, who are we to sin? And then he has to realize, Lifanecha, I sinned before you, that to Hashem I did this. And that brings out a true tshuva. But sometimes the person can feel he can't get to the true tshuva. He feels blocked. He feels Hashem is Ram V'Nisa. Hashem is so exalted and so uplifted, so much above me, and I sin to Hashem. Not that I should make a really sincere tshuva and do my best. Sometimes the person might feel he can't. Another taina, another argument people have is, how could I do tshuva? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shochein ad. People change and they move and they here to there. People change. Sometimes you did something wrong to somebody, but you catch them in a different stage in life, in a different circumstance. You can make up with them and you can repair whatever damage was done. But Hashem is shochein ad. He dwells forever. Meaning Hashem is always in His place. Hamakom. The world is hu makom shalaylam. Hashem is not like in the world. The world is contained by Hashem. Hashem is all over, is limitless. Shochein ad. Hashem doesn't change. So if I did something terrible to Hashem, it doesn't change. How can I remove that crime? It's not like if you offended somebody when he was 20 years old, well, now when he's 50 years old, he's different and he'll be more willing to forgive. Hashem is shochein ad. And sometimes he has a taina. Hashem is kadosh shemo. Hashem is holy. And the fact that Hashem is removed from the gashmias, that there's no physical, there's no corporal building, being, there's Hashem is holy. He's removed from the mundane. And I've defiled myself, and I've gotten mired into the mud of the Averis. How can I, who became Tameh, approach Hashem? But Hashem says, we're making the road here. We're preparing the road for tshuva. Ki cho amar Ram v'nisa. So says the one who is Ram v'nisa. You're right, Hashem is exalted and He's uplifted. Shochein ad. And Hashem dwells forever. He's a constant. V'kadosh shemo. And His name is holy. And He's not, as we might feel, where we're defiled, we're tamei. How can we approach Hashem? Marom v'kadosh eshkon. But Hashem says, Marom v'kadosh eshkon. You're correct. I do dwell in an exalted manner. Holy. And I dwell. You have all three facets here. Marom, I am exalted. I am above it all. And I am kadosh. I am holy. And somebody whose tummy you might feel I can't come near. And Eshkon, and I dwell, I'm that constant. I'm Marom, and I'm Kadosh, and I'm Eshkon. But you know what? Vesdaku Shval Ruach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so great. But I'm with those that are Daka, that are broken. Ushval Ruach, and those that are humble. They have a lowly spirit. La'acheos Ruach Shafalim. That the person who has that spirit of the lowly, I'll revive it. Lahachios leiv nidkoim. And to revive the heart of those that are nidkoim, the despondent, the one who's broke, who's broken hearted. He could be broken, he can be doing tshuva, because he suffered. He suffered yisurim. And therefore, sometimes when a person comes to a life crisis, and things are going wrong and he's suffering, he reassesses what he's doing in this world. And he comes to tshuva. He's nidkoim. He's a broken person. He's despondent. He's sad. He feels the weight of life is bearing down on him. And then there are this ruach shfolin. A person is doing tshuva because on his own he just realized that what he is, the way he's living is wrong, and what he did is incorrect. Mm-hmm. And Hashem says, "I'm marom v'kadosh eshkon," but v'estako shval ruach. Don't worry, you can do tshuva. You can do tshuva, and you can return. Right. Some mafarshim, by the way, learned va'amar solu solu, that pasuk we talked about in pasuk yadalid, to make that road. Solu can mean a road that goes up. That a person standing, imagine on Yom Kippur morning, he has a whole day ahead of him and he's planning to this day, he's going to do tshuva, he's going to change his life. And he wants to have that road to go up to become the holy person, to have all those averis erased. And he feels, but he's dragged down. How can I do tshuva? I want to have the path. So Hashem says, Amram v'nisa. The Gemara says in Megillah on Daf Lamed Aleph, B'chol makom sh'ata motze gidulosa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wherever you find the greatness of Hashem, you find it mentioned in the Torah and in the Nevi'im, here in Yeshaya and in Avin and Ksuvim, you always find the humbleness. Shama'ata motze anvisanuso. You find Hashem's humility. Because as great as Hashem is, but He's with those that are humble. He's with those that are broken. And if we feel that sincerity, we want to change. Hashem says, don't worry about the fact that you've sinned against the Ram Venisa, the great Hashem, the one who's Kadosh, the one who's Eskom. Hashem will help us with the tshuva. Kilol olam ariv. Because I will not forever contend, to quarrel, to argue, to fight, to struggle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was constantly trying to correct us and help us reach our perfection. And as we've mentioned many times, the truth is, Klal Yisrael, we constantly are aware of Hashem's Hashkocha and Hashem's goodness. And even when we're in Golus, and even times when there's tremendous suffering, but we can see the glimpse of Hashem helping us and being with Klal Yisrael. But Golus is Golus, and suffering is suffering. But Hashem says, Kilola Olam Ariv, whatever suffering there is, I'm not going to be quarreling and fighting with you forever. And I won't be wrathful lanetzach, eternally. Now it looks, we look in Golos, we've been so many thousands of years, it looks like the centuries go on and on and on, and we feel like it's forever. But Hashem says, v'lo lanetzach etzof. Hashem's anger won't be eternal. Ki ruach milfona yatov. Rashi says, when the ruach, the spirit of a person, milafonai, that came from me, yatov, and when that spirit that came from me, yatov, feels wrapped up in its suffering, and feels that they have to do tshuva and change, uneshamos ani osisi, and the souls, the neshamos that I made, when they feel that they have to change, kiruach milfana yatov, the word yatov is to be wrapped up. When he feels enveloped in pain and in suffering and in contrition, he wants to change. And the neshamas that I made, when there's that feeling, the geula will come. There'll no longer be any of the suffering. The Matsudas explains, Lola laolam ariv lola netzach etzof. Hashem won't contend forever. There won't be the wrath eternally. Ki ruach, because remember, the spirit of man milafonai is coming from me. Yatov, and it envelops the person. A person is surrounded. He's a living person. He's surrounded with the ruach. Uneshamos, and the souls ani osisi, I made them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels a closeness to man. There's a feeling of Rachmanus. The Ruach is from Him. The Neshamas were made by Hashem. And therefore the Geula will come. Hashem will not, the suffering will end. The Gemara learns out, in a number of places, the Gemara says, Ein Mashiach Ba, Ein Ben David Ba, Ad Sheyichlu Kol Neshamos Shebaguf. There's a place in Shemayim called Goof. That's the name of the storehouse, Goof. And in this place, they have a collection of neshamas. And these neshamas have to be born. They have to come into this world. And after coming into this world, when all the neshamas have had the experience of being in this world, they reach their tikkun, they reach their completion and their perfection, and then they're able to bask in the eternal reward and pleasure of Olam Haba. And the Gemara learns different lessons from this. The Gemara says in Yevamos, on Daf Samach Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing about the mitzvah of Pruravu, having children. And the Gemara says, Itmar, Hoyelobonimu Mesu. Let's say a person had children and the children died. Was he Makayim Pruravu? And the Gemara has the Machlokis. One Mandamar says, yes, the children don't have to live and they don't have to live past his own lifetime. If a child's born, even if he dies, but the point is he was born. Ki ruach milafana yatov uneshamos ani osisi. Hashem says the neshamas have to be born. Certain neshamas, we don't understand the cheshbonos, the calculations. In the future, l'asi lovo, everything will be clear. But certain neshamas have to come to this world. And for all of us listening to this year, we obviously know that we have a mission to accomplish in life. We have Torah and mitzvahs. We have to live our life a certain way. But there are neshamas that are already almost perfect. They just need to have perhaps the suffering of being born. Whatever it means, the neshama doesn't want to come into this world. It has to be thrust into the world. But it just has to be born. And once it's born, it's a step closer to the geula. The neshama came out of this place called goof, it was born, and that's it. That's what had to be accomplished. And even if the children died, he was Makayim Pruravu, the main thing is the child came into the world. The other Manda Amar, which is the halacha, holds that that the purpose of Pruravu is to settle the world, and if the children died, he has not yet fulfilled his obligation. There's another place, the Gemara brings it down in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Mashiach doesn't come until all the babies are born, until all the neshamas are born. Mm-hmm. And Tosfos makes the point, obviously, there are different neshamos where the neshamas of Bnei Yisrael are and where the neshamas of the Goyim are. There are different places. But the neshama, we're referring here to the neshama of a Yid, of a Jew, those neshamas have to be born.
Oh, yeah.
The Gemara says, Anida, what would happen? It brings down this Gemara, and Tosis over there says, Anida, Daf Yud Gimel, what happens if Mashiach were to come this minute? And there were neshamas that weren't born yet, alright? Mashiach could have come 1,000 years ago, mm-hmm. earlier. So what happens if Mashiach was supposed to be born? The Gemara says that all the neshamas have to come out of this place called Goof. So Tosis answers, if Mashiach were to come, you'll see that minute in the hospital, all the women will be giving birth to, you know, won't be six at a time, will be all those neshamas will come out, 1, 2, 3, as soon as Mashiach has to come. The Marsha says, how is that possible? Imagine, that's the same Mashiach could have been born, it could have come way, way, a long time ago.
Right.
He says, sometimes Chazal used to experience this quantity and this quality. There's a Midrash that says, in Mitzrayim, they gave birth to 600,000 at one time. Meaning that Yocheved had a child, Moshe. And Moshe Rabbeinu is equal to 600,000 people. You get somebody like a Moshe Rabbeinu, that's like 600,000. There could be ki ruach milafana yatov, a single ruach, a spirit. But sometimes that ruach can be equal to neshamos, many, many neshamos, on the osisi that I've made. Bavon bitzo, Hashem says, with the sin of beats of thievery, that people aren't honest in their, they do gezel, they steal.
Right.
Bavon beats so kotsafti. I became angry. V'akeyu, and I struck Klal Yisrael. I hit him. Haster, I hit myself. V'ekzof, and I was angry. V'yelech shovo v'derech libo. And yet, Hashem continued in his wayward path, the path of his heart. He did what he wanted. He didn't take the lesson. It's noteworthy that we mention this on the Ne'ilah of Yom Kippur, and it's mentioned many places in Chazal, but you see the importance of being honest and true in money matters. Well, see, this is the one Avera that's mentioned here, in this section here, Bavon Bitzo, because of the Avera of Gezel, and this we lain in the Haftorah, Yom Kippur in the morning, Bavon Bitzo Kotsavti Vakeyu, I became angry and I hit him, Haster Ve'exof, I hid myself, Ve'exof, and I was angry, Vayelech Shobo V'derech Libo, and yet they went on their wayward path, the path of their heart. Durochov Royisi. But when Klal Yisrael does tshuva, when they change their path, Durochov Royisi, I've seen his contrite ways, Ve'erpoeyu, and I will heal him, Ve'ancheyu, I will guide him. There were two things we mentioned. We mentioned Hashem gives hits Klal Yisrael. Sometimes we get a patch, we get a blow. When a person does tshuva, Jerochov Reisi Ve'er Po'eyu, I will heal him. Whatever blows we suffered, they'll be healed. Then there was the Haster Ve'exof. Hashem hid himself. So for that, Hashem says, Ve'ancheyu, I will guide, I'll lead Klal Yisrael. I'll once again show myself to be their leader. Vashalim Nichumim Lo, and I will recompense him. I will pay back. I'll make good on all the suffering that happened. Loy to him, to Klal Yisrael, v'la'aveilov, and to those that were mourning with Klal Yisrael, with Yerushalayim, with the Shechina, those that suffered with us in Golus will enjoy the reward when HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers us with the goodness. Borei Niv Svasoyim. I'll create Niv Svasoyim, the words of the lips. Niv also comes from the word like tenuva, the fruit, what grows. What your mouth produces is not fruit, but it's here it's words. The Niv Svasoyim is what the lips produce, the words. Borei Niv Svasoyim. Hashem says when you do tshuva, I'll create new words. Till now you've been living a life, and all the goyim and all the enemies of Klal Yisrael are harassing us. We have enemies nearby, we have enemies distant from all over. They're against Klal Yisrael. But Borei Niv Svasoyim, I'll create a new type of talk. Shalom, shalom, lo rochok v'lakorov, those that are far away, those that are close, from all over, they'll be saying to Klal Yisrael, peace, peace, it'll be good. Amar Hashem. Hashem says, I'll create this new talk, urefosim, right. And I'll heal Klal Yisrael. Borei Niv Svasoyim. It could also mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything. Niv Svasoyim, with just a dibur, Basara Mamoros Nivra HaOlam, with 10 utterances Hashem made the world. The Borei Niv Svasoyim, the one who creates with his lips, Hashem. Yeah. Shalom Shalom says that if we do tshuva, you'll be peace. Lo Rochog V'Lakorov, whether the person from way back, Lo Rochok, he's been serving Hashem from way back in the distance. V'Lakorov, where he's a newcomer to a religious life. But they'll all have peace. Omar Hashem, Hashem says. Chazal also learn, Lo Rochok can mean the one who's distant from Hashem. Rochok means the Baal Tshuva. The question is Rochok the one who's been serving Hashem from way back? The one who's a tzaddik? And Karov is the Baal Tshuva, who recently joined our ranks. Or is Rochok the one who used to be distant? He's the Baal Tshuva. And Karov is the one who is close to Hashem, the Tzaddik. The difference is, who's greater? Who's mentioned first? What's greater, the Tzaddik or the Baal Tshuva? One of them is greeted with the Shalom first. But Shalom, Shalom l'Rochok v'l'Karov. Whether he's distant, whether he's close, there'll be peace for all. Amr Hashem, Hashem says, or a fuss, even I'll heal him.
Right.
But this is for the tzaddikim, there'll be peace. The Rishoyim are like a driven sea that's pushed.
That's true.
Because they're not able, they can't rest. And their waters disgorge mire and mud, all the garbage that gets thrown onto the beach. Sometimes when you're in a place where there's garbage on the shore, the waves come and they push the garbage far inland.
Right.
Rashi says, "Var Rishoyim, those Rishoyim that don't take the heart to do tshuva, kayom nigrosh, they're like the driven sea." Rashi says, "Hayom hazeh galav miskoyim larum lamalo." The waves come and they rise high up above the surface of the ocean. V'lot says chutz ligavul hachol. And they're prepared to go out of the gvul hachol, the boundary of sand. Asher samti gvul hayom. The sea has a boundary where the waves crash, but then there's a limit to how far they go on a normal, on a constant basis. There are waves, and the waves go where they go, and that's it.
True.
And when the wave reaches its point, it's broken and it recedes. So you have the high wave and it looks like it's ready to smash onto the shore.
Right.
But it smashes onto the shore and it gets broken up and then it goes back. And yet the next wave right behind it sees what happens to the preceding one, that the preceding one didn't accomplish much. And yet the wave afterwards follows the exact same path. And the second wave doesn't decide not to follow this route. So one Rosha sees the other ones getting punished. And he doesn't turn back. The Rishoyim are kayom nigrosh. That's a lesson when you go, the next time you go to the ocean and you see the waves, think to yourself, you know, this wave smashed on the shore and that was it. It receded. Nothing happened. And yet the waves continue coming, one wave after another. They don't learn the lesson. That's one thing we find by the Rishoyim. They're kayom nigrosh, like the driven sea. Ki hashkei lo yuchal. They're not able to rest. Not only that, but when the waves come inland, they very often wash up garbage. Vayigrashu meimav refesh piti. So too the Rishoyim throw a lot of garbage onto mankind, and they bring about a lot of suffering, like the waves that wash up the garbage. So too the Rishoyim are bringing sorrows and pain to mankind. The waves also, there's a froth, they're foamy. You can see like at the mouth, like somebody who's it's like their mouth has foam, is foamy and frothy. So too, just like the Rishoyim are that way, that you notice the way they talk. Rashi says, like Paro said, "Mi Hashem? Who's Hashem?" Sancheiriv said, "Ami b'chol alei aratzos ufum da'or." There's no avodah zara who could stop me. How could Hashem stop me? Nebuchadnezzar said, "Edam le'elyon, I'll be like Hashem." The Rishoyim, the way they speak with a haughtiness and a disgraceful manner to Hashem, it's like the foamy sea with the froth and the garbage that's at the mouth of the ocean. Vayigrashu meimav refesh v'ti. Ein shalom, Amar Elokai l'Rishoyim. There is no peace, my Hashem says, for the wicked. Those who do tshuva, we just learned, Bori Nis Tvasoyim in Pasuk Yotes, there'll be shalom, Amar Hashem, Hashem with the name Yud Kei Vav Kei. meaning the midas harachmim. Hashem will have rachmanus, mercy, compassion. Hashem cares for those who try to live the proper life. The rishonim that are just bringing suffering to the world. Ein shalom omer Elokai. My Elokim. Elokim is midas hadin. Judgment, punishment. There will be no peace, Hashem says for the rishonim. Pasuk Nun Ches. We'll do some pesukim now, and the rest we'll finish in Yirtzeh Hashem next week. Krav v'garon. The Novi says, "Cry out with your voice," and the garon is the throat. It should be a guttural sound, a loud noise, a harsh, a loud noise. Krav v'garon. Call out with your throat. Al tachsoch. Don't hold it back. Kashofar harin kolecha, like a shofar, as the Malvim says, shakol holeich v'chozek tamid, where the sound is constantly strong. I wonder if perhaps the Malvim's referring to the fact it doesn't say kishofar. Kishofar means like a shofar. Kashofar means like the shofar. Kashofar, the shofar we find in the Torah, by he call a shofar holech v'chozek me'od. Because usually a shofar, if you blow the shofar, usually toward the end it gets weaker. The Baal Tokeya is a limit to how much strength he has. But the shofar the Torah mentions, kashofar, got stronger and stronger. Horin kolecha. And in that manner, you should raise your voice. And it should be a loud cry. Krav v'garon. It should be a constant cry. Al tachsoich. Don't hold it back. And kashofar. It should get stronger and stronger. And what is this cry? What are you yelling about? Hashem tells the Novi, V'hage la'ami pisham. Tell my people their Pisham, their purposeful sins. Ulaves Yaakov Chatosam, and tell the house of Yaakov their transgressions.
Beis Yaakov
is very often the women. Yes, Beis Yaakov is the women. Here, the two terms, La'ami means my people. My people seems to be those that are closer to Hashem. And Beis Yaakov is taken, very often it's taken to mean the women, Kosomar LeBeis Yaakov. And here, Beis Yaakov, Chatosam. There are different ways of learning. Rashi says, La'ami is my people, those who know Hashem. Yeah. It's the Elu Tamid Chachamim, Rashi says. Tell my people, Pisham, their Pesha. Because once somebody's a Talmud Chacham, and he's very knowledgeable, he's blamed for everything. Everything is considered to be a Pesha. He could know better, he should know better, and he can't just say he wasn't aware, he's a Talmud Chacham. My people, whatever they do is considered a Pesha. Beis Yaakov are those who don't have the knowledge of Torah and the knowledge of Hashem so much. Rashi says, Elu Ami Ha'aretz. And for them, whatever they do is chatosam. Af zedonam, even when they do a willful aveir, it's all considered shkoga. Ki l'chol ha'am, v'nislach l'chol adas v'nei Yisrael, right? Ki l'chol ha'am b'shkoga. If a person's on the lower level, he's the am ha'aretz, we say, it's all a shkoga. Sh'af zedonam is a shkoga. Tell my people their pesha. And Beis Yaakov tell them their chatos. The Malbim learns, tell my people their pesha. It means the way they sin to me. My people, your relationship with Hashem. Tell them what they're doing wrong. Bein Adam Lamokom. Ulaveis Yaakov, the household of Yaakov, means the people as they live among themselves. Their house, their abode. Tell them what they're doing wrong. Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. And that's got to be the message of the Novi. Correct the people. Va'osi yom yom yidroshun. And me, every day they seek me out. V'das derocha yechpatsun. And they want to know my ways. They want to know what Hashem wants from them.
Right.
As the Malbim explains, Va'osi yom yom yidroshun. They seek me out every day. They think, inquiring about the Bein Odom LaMakom, they want to know exactly how to be medactic and meticulous and exact with their mitzvos. Yom yom yidroshun, every day they seek out Hashem. V'das derocha hayech potzun. The Bein Odom LaChaveiro is encapsulated in the idea of a halachta bidrochov, go in the ways of Hashem.
Right.
Hashem is rachum, you should be rachum.
Right.
Hashem is chanun, you should be chanun.
Right.
Go in the ways of Hashem.
Right.
They want to know v'das derocha hayech potzun, how to do the best Bein Odom LaChaveiro.
Right.
And yet the Novi says, it's not true. It's kigoy asher tztoka osa. They're inquiring like a nation that's doing righteousness. Umishpat Elokov lo ozov, and they haven't abandoned the Mishpat Elokov, the judgments, the laws of Hashem. Kigoy asher tztoka osa means righteousness. Bein Odom LaMakom. And the Mishpat Elokov lo ozov is, he hasn't abandoned the Mishpatim, the Bein Odom LaChaveiro. So they're asking to improve as if they were doing the Bein Odom LaMakom, Bein Odom LaChaveiro,
right.
And they want to get better.
Right.
But Yishaluni Mishpatei Tzedek, they're asking me for the righteous Mishpatim, the Mishpatim, the Bein Odom LaChaveiro, Kirvas Elokim Yechpatsun, they're seeking the closest to Hashem.
Right.
And as the Novi will say later, but even what they know they're not doing. You know, sometimes the person, you know, it's, you know, sometimes you come into the house and you see there's a lot of help, you know, there's a lot you're supposed to be doing to help out around the house, and you walk in, okay, is there anything that I could do? You know, you see that there's, you know, there's plenty that needs improvement.
Right.
So on one hand, they come and they're looking to improve, and they're Bein Odom LaMakom, and they're Bein Odom LaChaveiro. But even what they knew, the Novi will continue in the later psukim,
right.
They're not doing.
Right.
The Gemara in Chagiga tells over an interesting story. The story is as follows in Chagiga Daf Hei Amid Beis. Rav Idi Avud Rav Yaakov Bar Idi. Rav Idi, who we're going to talk about, and his son was one of the great Chachamim.
Right.
We'll see how the father lived, and it's not surprising he had a son who was a tremendous Talmud Chacham.
Right.
But the father, Rav Idi, Hava Rogel, Hava Ozel, Tlosi Yarchi Burcha. He used to travel 3 months on the road. V'chad Yom HaBavei Rav. And he was one day in the Beis Medrash. Rashi says it was a 3 month journey from his house to the Beis Medrash. So he used to leave his house after Pesach, travel for 3 months. Mm-hmm. He was one day in the Beis Medrash. Then he traveled home 3 months, and it was already Sukkot time, and he came home for Sukkot. And that's what he used to do. V'hava korale rabbonon barbe rav dechad yoma. So all the rabbonon in the Beis Medrash used to call him, he's the one day scholar. Shows up for one day, and then they made fun. As he traveled, he showed up for one day, and then he turned around. Cholish daite, he felt bad. Korei Anavshin, he said about himself, I'm like the Pasuk says, I'm a laughing stock. Everybody makes fun of me. I'm asking you a favor. If you complain that others are mocking you, they're going to suffer. Don't cause any punishment. Don't look at it bad that people are making fun. You're only one day in the Beis Medrash. Nofik Rabbi Yochanan levei midrasha v'darash. Rabbi Yochanan went out to the Beis Medrash and he made a drasha. Va'osi yom yom yidroshun, our pasuk here. And me, every day they seek me out. V'das derocha yech patsud, and they want to know my ways. V'chi bayom dorshim oso, v'alayla ein dorshim oso. What's the stress? Yom yom, every day. And as the Marsha explains, Yom Day normally means the night also. Vayera vayivoker, that's all called Yom. Yom Echad. Yom Echad includes the night and the day. But here the Novi stressing Yom, Yom, every, like what's the stress on the day? Does it mean the day and not the night? No, it can't be. It can't be the people. The Novi's trying to say how the people are looking to be at their best.
True.
What is the Novi telling them? Elolomer lecha kol osik b'torah filo yom echad b'shana ma'alov akosim kilo osik kol hashana kula. That the person who's osik in learning one day a year, it's like he was osik the whole year. This Ravidi, I assume in the winter, was home making a parnasa. There's a limit to how long he can take off to learn. So in the winter, he's probably busy working. And then after Pesach, he wanted to go to the Beis Medrash. It took him 3 months of traveling. He learned the day and he turned around and came back 3 months. But one day is considered Va'osi Yom Yom Yidroshun. One day that he's Oisik in Torah, if that's the focus of his life, that's where he's aiming. For that day, he's traveling. It's considered as if he's seeking Hashem the whole year.
True, right?
Okay, we'll stop here and continue next week.
Okay, that's correct. Thank you.